Welcome to this week's edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. We are inside the Inside Indiana Business podcast studio. Excited to this week welcome Andrea Schwartz, the Dean at the School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering and Applied Science at Ivy Tech Community College. Andrea, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk a lot about the role that Ivy Tech is having in a big way in the ag bioscience space. But first, tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up. I know you're a native Hoosier, right?
Absolutely. So I grew up in Northwest Indiana on a small farm. We showed livestock. After high school, I went to Purdue University. I always like to share that I changed my major because a lot of students do. And really, I changed because I missed the community of agriculture. I knew I wanted to be an educator, and I really miss that ag community. So I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Ag Education. I taught high school and middle school agriculture for 2 years, and then I had the opportunity to return to Purdue and complete my Master's of Science in Ag and Extension Education and teach part-time at Ivy Tech. From there, I moved into a full-time faculty role, program chair, and now I serve as the Dean of the School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering, and Applied Science. I live on a small family farm in Carroll County now with my husband and 2 children. And just kind of as a fun fact, my immediate family and my husband's immediate family all make their living from the ag sector.
Truly, agriculture and education as well, but agriculture really in your DNA.
Absolutely.
You're in the School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering, and Applied Science, but under that umbrella, agriculture a big piece of things, right?
Yes, it's one of our main programs, and really as a school, we support the college's mission and vision by training the workforce and upskilling the current workforce to go directly to work, but we also provide a foundational base of knowledge for students that are wanting to transfer to one of our 4-year partners to continue their education towards a bachelor's degree. So at Lafayette, our School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering, and Applied Science has 12 academic programs, and 2 of those are really based in the ag bioscience area. One is our agriculture program, and it's focused more on the traditional production ag. And then we also have the Precision Agriculture Equipment Technology program, and its focus is more in that new innovation and technology in the ag bioscience space.
And I know you're partnering and are involved with WIN, the Wabash Heartland Innovation Network in that region, which has really become a powerhouse in driving some economic development activities, including specifically Precision Ag.
And so our Precision Ag program is really a solution based out of WIN. We partnered with the Indiana West Advantage out of Montgomery County to apply for some WIN funding, the Wabash Heartland Innovation Network. And it was really a way for us to connect with our industry partners and serving them to get some quantitative and qualitative data around really what their needs are in the workforce, skills and talents specifically that they're looking for. Based on those survey results, then we again partnered with Indiana West Advantage and gathered some of those industry partners, including Bain Welker Equipment, Co-Alliance, Bex Hybrids, and Farm Credit Mid-America to apply for additional funding to fully implement and grow out our Precision Agriculture Equipment Technology program. So we're really excited to get started on that work here in the next coming months.
When you look, and talent is such a huge issue, not only in the ag bioscience space, but really across all industries in Indiana. But when you look at opportunities in the ag biosciences and the current talent base, where do you see maybe some gaps that need to be filled and some of the current challenges?
There definitely are gaps. And I think one of the biggest challenges is that innovation and technology move so quickly. So how do we stay ahead of that in terms of training this workforce so that they're ready to go out? And so by staying connected to our industry partners through Wabash Heartland Innovation Network or through our advisory boards, we're able to better know what those industry partners need and then develop our curriculum around that. So we're really excited to be able to better meet those needs, but also in continuing education for those that are out in the workforce now, that as a new technology comes to be, how can we help get them trained and skilled in a way that really works? So we do focus on that foundational production ag knowledge, but then we also want to look at the new innovation advancement. We work in an industry that has so many uncontrolled variables. So how can we be more strategic in our practices to allow us to produce food, fuel, and fiber at a more efficient rate.
As you look at those challenges and they continue to change and shift as the industry does as well, what does the future look like? And especially Ivy Tech's role in that equation, if you will, because education is changing as well. How do you see Ivy Tech fitting in that role?
So we really try to look at what are those changes that are coming down the road in 5 to 10 years. And we develop new programs. The Precision Ag program is one in particular that we're really looking forward in that. And how can we be training? The same is true in the manufacturing space. We're looking looking at more of that digital manufacturing and Industry 4.0, and how can we better adapt our curriculum to those needs? And so it's really looking at those innovations and then developing programs around them and trying to be in front of it as much as we can.
Ivy Tech is involved in a lot of innovative programs, again, education and that relationship with business changing so much. But talk about the pathway to Purdue Agriculture Program and what that collaboration is all about and how it benefits Ivy Tech, Purdue, and others.
Yeah, the Pathway to Purdue Agriculture Program is definitely one of our highlights and a program that we're really proud of. Its goal is to really provide an additional route to a Bachelor's of Science degree from the College of Ag at Purdue University. So this is very specific as to what its goals are. And along the way, those students can earn an Associate of Science degree from Ivy Tech. It really is a collaboration unlike most across the country. It's looked at as a model for other states. And how can a land-grant institution and a community college that are located in the same county really work together to develop those skills and talents needed? So we have a really strong relationship with the College of Ag at the leadership level, at the faculty level, and at the advisor level. Students have the opportunity to start at both institutions. So this is a co-enrollment program. So students start at Purdue and at Ivy Tech as freshmen, and really that allows them the benefit of both institutions. At Ivy Tech, we like to talk about the smaller class size, more individualized attention, and the lower cost. And at Purdue, they really get to experience life as a freshman at Purdue. So they can live in Purdue residences. They get to be part of student organizations. They get to know other students and faculty in their major. And because of this program, we have had great success in terms of transfer rates and graduation rates. And we've attracted students from across the entire state that may have left the state otherwise. So we're really excited for the next 10 years of this program and to see how much more growth we can have in the ag biosciences because of it.
Do you sense that the programs you're talking about, especially some of these specific programs, can really help to keep more of that talent in the state?
Absolutely. Ag biosciences is intriguing. It's attractive to young people. And so we really want to keep those students within our border, as well as drawing students from across the country and across the world to Indiana for that industry because of the partnerships that we have here and the strong, robust economy that we have. So we can show students those opportunities. We try to connect them very early to those industry partners to show them that they have access to a world-class education, world-class research, world-class companies, and really in that innovation and technology space while they get to stay in their home communities. They don't have to move away from their families or their home family farms and still have a really rewarding career in ag biosciences that really impacts the world.
When I think of precision agriculture, I think that's a great example of some of the really cool job opportunities that exist out there in the ag bioscience space. And there are many others as well. But as you look at that program and others like it that really shine a light on some of these new and different opportunities, do you think students and their parents are beginning to get more of an idea of what's out there?
Yeah, and I think there's still more work to be done in terms of marketing that and letting people know really what's available. And even to those that don't grow up on a traditional family farm, that there's a place for them in the ag biosciences, that if they like computers and technology or marketing and communications, whatever it may be, there's a place for them in ag biosciences. And I think that that's something that they can then find really rewarding as a lifelong career.
Yeah. Being here in Indiana means really we're in the backyard of some top leaders, some industry leaders, new innovative companies in the ag bioscience space. In your opinion, how does the state's connectivity to industry help to foster and really grow that talent pipeline, that private sector engagement, if you will, in the process?
Yeah, students can see those companies as really a goal, and they can be innovative, and they are world-class in that way, that they can look for these as their goal, their career dream as to where they want to work, and we can better connect them with those companies, whether it be through the Pathway to Purdue Agriculture Program, whether it be through the Wabash Heartland Innovation Network, but we can show them these relationships and connect them with those companies that other students across the country may dream about right here in their backyard.
Andrea Schwartz is Dean at the School of Advanced Manufacturing, Engineering, and Applied Science at Ivy Tech Community College, an institution with a lot going on in the ag bioscience space. And Andrea, great to see you. Congratulations on the success of your various programs. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And you you can keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovisIN. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to share great ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.